Sacred Heart of Jesus, I place my trust in Thee. Saints Philip and James, pray for us. Have confidence. I have overcome the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's a good Easter saying, an encouraging one, I think, for us to remember, children. Our Lord, by His death and His resurrection, has already overcome the world. Now, very often, when we speak about the Sacred Heart on First Friday, we try to remember that trust or confidence in Him that's such an important part of this devotion, especially for us here at St. Gertrude's Church, because our Lord says that St. Gertrude won His heart and could get whatever she wanted from Jesus because of her great confidence in Him. That's what made her to be so great a saint. She trusted our Lord. So let's see this first Friday how today's two saints, who are part of the 12 apostles, Saints Philip and James, how they practiced confidence in Christ. Let's talk about confidence for one saint especially, and for the other we could talk about camel's knees and what that might possibly mean. The Sacred Heart. Trust Jesus, children. Trust Him yourself, that you could do something for Him. Don't be afraid. Trust Him that you could talk to Him. Don't be afraid. Trust Him even if at times He tests you, or He tries you, or even if in front of others our Lord sometimes might correct you. That's the confidence we should have in the Sacred Heart. Saint Philip, today's first saint, was called by our Lord to be an apostle. One of the first ones who was called after Andrew, Philip. And the first thing he did was, just as you would do, if you got some new kind of a toy or a contraption, or you won an award, or you had some really good news, in a word, what would you want to do? You'd want to tell a friend of yours, wouldn't you? You'd want to share it with someone else. That's how the faith gets spread, you know. Well, that's what St. Philip did. He thought, my pal Nathaniel, he would love to hear about this wonderful teacher named Jesus. He's just called me to be one of his 12 apostles. So he goes to find Nathaniel, whose other name is St. Bartholomew, and he tells him all about our Lord. And Nathaniel, who's actually very holy, but he's very prudent and sort of wary and slow, he says he's prejudiced too, because our Lord came from the north, and don't you know all the really important people, they were from the south. And so he says, can any good come out of Nazareth? Because Nazareth was just a small podunk kind of town, lost in Galilee. Now, St. Philip, like a good friend and a true apostle of Christ already, it's just the first day. What does he do? He doesn't get angry with his friend. You have to be patient with your friends. Remember that. And he just says to him these wonderful words, well, come and see for yourself. Come and see for yourself. You could probably make some converts that way, children. You could get some people to come to our church. You could say, we have a beautiful Mass, and it's the true Mass, and it's the true Catholic faith, and the church is very beautiful, especially in May. Come and see for yourself. Don't worry. Have confidence. You could get someone to come to our church. Speak up. Don't be afraid to say what you think, and don't be afraid to ask questions. Sometimes there are children who never ask any questions in class, even though they don't quite understand what the teacher is saying, because they're afraid to. Don't be like that. Don't worry what will the teacher think or someone else think. It would be much better for you to do some thinking, which means to ask some questions. Today's gospel, and we were singing about it last night when the fathers were having our Vesper prayer, in the evening before supper, we are singing about that. And every year the church sings about poor Saint Philip. He said something that made our Lord a little impatient. Our Lord sighed. He said, Lord, just show us God the Father, and that's enough for us. And our Lord said, oh, Philip. You know how teachers will sometime, or parents? Oh, Philip, have I been with you such a long time, and you still don't know? Look, if you see me, you see the Father. Why is that? Because there's only one God in three divine persons. So if you see God the Son, you see God the Father. And Jesus Christ is God the Son. And Philip hadn't understood that yet. It would take the Holy Ghost, really, to teach him. But never mind. His question, and his correction too, was for our benefit. So no one could get mixed up about the business about the Trinity, because it's something you could never understand on your own. If our Lord corrects you, trust him still. You know, sometimes we have to be corrected by our teachers or by father or by our parents, quite a bit maybe. Don't get angry or upset. Don't sulk and try to get revenge. Or don't get all nervous and quiet, so I'll never say anything ever, ever, ever again. No, just trust our Lord. He knows what's best for you. And continue to ask good questions. Now, our Lord went so far as to ask a question himself of Philip once to test him or to try him, because the scripture says, because you were acceptable to God, you had to be tested or tried just to make sure, to be on the safe side. So our Lord is about to feed 5,000 men in the desert, and he is looking over the crowd, and he asks Saint Philip, he says, Philip, where are we going to buy bread to feed all of these people? Because back then they just had little tiny bakeries. They didn't have, you know, Sam's or Costco or some really big stores or Kroger's where you could pick up all the bread that you needed for 5,000 people if you went to a couple of stores. No. Well, our Lord just asked that question. He knew what he was going to do. God always does. But sometimes he asks you a question just to test you. So do your best. You give your best answer as you would on a test, and leave the rest to our Lord. Why is that? Because we have confidence in him. Now, today's other saint is a saint of confidence, but he is also a saint of prayer. He is the saint who prayed so much on his knees that the skin on his knees became as thick as camel skins. And he's a good saint to start out May with, because in May, as a matter of fact, we do a lot of praying, don't we? What with our May altar and the litany of Our Lady every day and all of the feasts, and then there'll be those processions too. We do a lot of praying. Well, we should be a little bit like Saint James. Saint James had the benefit of having a good mother. You should be very grateful for your mother's children. You have good mothers, and you should get ready for Mother's Day and to keep a good Mother's Day for your mother as well as for our Blessed Mother. You see, St. James was afraid and confused. He didn't go to the cross on Good Friday. He was hiding with the other apostles. He was lacking in confidence, but not his mother. St. John says his mother was there standing at the cross. Isn't that a wonderful example that his mother gave? No wonder after Pentecost, he became so very, very holy. He was so holy and revered that even the Jews thought very well of him and knew he was very close to God. And when they put him to death, they pushed him off one of the towers of the temple, and then he fell on one of the roofs of the temple, and then he was clubbed to death. Well, they thought to themselves, God will punish us for doing this. This was very wicked of us to do. And as a matter of fact, when Jerusalem was destroyed, some of the Jews thought God was punishing them for the death of St. James. But of course, they were being punished for the death of Jesus Christ. But they had forgotten that. Well, those are our two saints today. A saint of confidence, no matter what comes, and a saint of camel's knees. That is to say, I trust and love our Lord and his mother so much, I'm just going to keep on praying all the way through. Don't you think they're good patron saints for us as we begin the beautiful month of May? God bless you.